I know that there's more for me to find that's downstream. How about I've been beating my brains out for 25 years, which is clearly upstream, or during all of that contrast, I've been letting the universe know what components of life I want. And I can feel that my source energy, inner being, is queued up and already living that. And now all I have to do is relax and allow myself to discover it. And this is the thing. We touched on this earlier, but we really want you to get a sense of what this discovery is like. In other words, as you play the game of reaching for the improved thought, reaching for relief, and you do it over and over and over again, what begins to happen is things light up for you that are on your path. In other words, there is something coming for you that will satisfy you on so many levels, but even if we were to tell it to you today, you couldn't see it from where you are. Now, we're not teasing you with that. We just want you to know that there are many things that will... If someone had said to Esther that she would be doing this with Abraham, she would have not only laughed about it or said no to it, she would have made sure it didn't happen. In other words, because way before it had lighted up as something obvious to her, Esther made Jerry promise he would never tell anyone, because she saw the response that it got from people that she cared about sort of freaked them out, even though everyone on the planet has source energy within them, and all of you are extensions of source energy. At that time, it felt uncomfortable for Esther to even contemplate doing something like this. But as it unfolded, the next logical step, the next logical step, the next logical step, it was easy for her to follow her path of bliss to something that had been in her vibrational escrow for a long time. So just relax, make light of the things that are uncomfortable, amplify the things that are more comfortable, realize that it's already all queued up there for you. And when you say, I'm going to stop doing something that I'm doing before you've figured out what you're going to do next, it's always upstream. Yes. So when you say, I know there's something more for me, that's downstream. And I don't know what it is, but I know I'll know it when I see it, that's downstream. And I don't have to figure it all out today, that's downstream. And I know that it's prepared for me and I'm getting ready for it, that's downstream. And meanwhile, I'm in love with what I'm doing and so appreciative of how well I am able to do it, that's downstream. Feel how it works?
Yes, thank you very, very much. It was perfect. Thank
very
you.
Good. Yes. Stand if you think it's you. Yes, you are the one. Wait. Yes? You're not so different from many. You say, pick me. Don't pick me.
Yes, I want to make sure I remember what I... Oh, wrong page. Well, this first question is... I used to joke about and say, I came into life pouting and God's going to keep me here until I love it. And yeah, it is funny. But then it's... then it stopped being a joke because I've been through episodes of depression. And, you know, listening to your CDs and just... You know, asking, well, what would I feel like if I loved being alive? I mean, it's really...
We do like your joke. And...
Why did I do that? Why did I feel that way? Or...
The reason we like your joke is because it means you were aware of how you were feeling and doing your best to make light of it. The reason that you felt that way, and this is the clarification that we wanted to give you first, is you didn't come into life pouting. You came into life smiling and eager, surrounded by pouters who taught you how to pout. And then pouting sort of caught on. As you look around the world, there are a lot of pouters. There are a lot more pouters and naysayers and people that are talking about what's wrong. But the reason is because you said, like everyone else, I want to explore the contrast, for out of it will be born expansion. And then like so